Hi there, welcome back to Lesson 2, A Soulmate for a Lifetime. Well, let's just dive right in. Are you ready for your soulmate? That is a question that a lot of times we don't think to ask because we're so stuck in the wanting. I want a soulmate. I don't want to be lonely. I want to find the one. I need that we don't often really visit the question, am I ready? And if you're not ready emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually for your soulmate to enter your life, this could be why you're either meeting people that are not aligned and your soulmate, or you're not meeting anyone at all. So I'm going to give you some things to know if you are ready for your soulmate to come into your life. And then I'm going to give you some things to prepare or to help you. Now, if some of these things you haven't done or you feel like, okay, maybe I'm not ready, I don't want you to blame or shame or get into negative thoughts where you're like, oh, I'm not ready, I can't do it. Please don't do that. Know that if you're not ready, there are so many ways to get ready. The first thing to know about being ready for your soulmate is that you've just gone through a major shift or a change. And so you're at your best place emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. That you really feel good about where you are and you've worked on yourself, you've come through a really powerful time, you've made some big shifts, you feel healed from past experiences, you're putting your effort into your entire well-being, worrying less about what others need and a little bit more about what you need. So if you feel good about yourself, probably you're ready for your soulmate. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about if you walk into the mirror once in a while and you're like, oh my gosh, my calves are so big. That everybody does that. And obviously we try and work away from that and find self-love. But if you walk into the mirror and you look in the mirror and you think, I don't like who I am, you probably are not ready for the soulmate. The other thing is you've been healed from previous relationships. So your soulmate isn't going to be drawn or come to you when you're still holding on to something from the past. And there are triggers from the past that we need to remove, physical, mental, and emotional. For example, my first husband had long hair. And in my next serious relationship after that, it wasn't a coincidence that I chose a man that was completely bald because I was triggered by men with long hair. I needed to do the work. I needed to be healed. I was unfortunately not able to see past physical triggers because of the abuse and trauma that I had been through. There wasn't anything that, listen, there's nothing wrong with dating someone who's bald or someone who has whatever kind of hair that they have. But what is wrong is when you leave unhealed trauma in your life and you don't heal that trauma. So therefore, you are only allowing yourself to look at certain people based on physical attributes because that doesn't trigger you or because that triggers you and you're not healed from it. Does that make sense? What if you're the next soulmate in my life, what if he was to have long hair and I omitted him because of something from a previous relationship? So it's really important to heal yourself, gentle, loving, caring, and going in and doing the work that we need to do to heal ourselves and to fall back in love with ourselves. The other way to know is that other outside people will be telling you, you know, friends like, I think you're ready. Like, you're doing really good. Like, are you looking for your soulmate? Or other people will start to bring it up. And that could be your guides and angels also sort of instrumenting things in your life. Like if you have this one friend and she knows that you've been through hell and back, so she never talks to you about meeting someone. And then out of the blue, she's like, you know, I really think that you're ready. That can also be spirit. So I know it's coming from her, but it could be spirit speaking through someone else to say, hey, tap, tap, I think you're ready now. Like, I think it's time. So it's definitely, and also other psychics, mediums, intuitive friends, people around you, they'll sort of start bringing it up. Now, here's something that seems kind of strange, I know, but one of the things that I found happens just before anything big happens in my life. So just before meeting Dave, just before any sort of a soulmate connection, there always seems to be an old pattern and a situation that comes up again in my life. So it's an ex that reaches out or someone that brings up something in your past that you feel really anxious about, or you cross paths with maybe someone that you were previously attracted to, but you know they're the wrong person. I have so many readings and people come to me and they're like, Carmel, I totally thought I met my soulmate, but then he came back. Or I've been looking for my soulmate, but then two exes showed up and maybe they're my soulmate. That's just spirit's way of saying, did you learn the lesson? And are you sure you are ready? Or are you going to repeat old patterns and mistakes? And this happens not just in soulmate things. This happens in lots of ways. Just before the universe is going to open that big golden door, that ticket, that thing that you want, the universe will say, I'm just checking, just making sure, just testing you out here. Did you learn the lesson? So the other thing is, you've let go of the idea. I don't know you're ready for a soulmate is, you've let go of the idea of what it looks like. Well, he has to be 6'2" and blonde hair, and he's got to have muscles and a six pack. Being open to your soulmate, I'm sorry, maybe your soulmate didn't choose that body in this lifetime. So, sorry, he may be, 5'7", dark hair, green eyes, whatever it is. Your soulmate is a soulmate connection. Yes, I think there has to be an attraction. But when we start putting rules, and I had this one friend, I'm telling you, it didn't matter what you brought to her. It just was never good enough. And she wasn't ready because she was blocking her own self. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. So when you hold on to those things that it has to look like this, I think that really blocks you. And that's a big sign, if you're doing that, that you're probably not ready for soulmate. But some things that you can let go of is trying to be perfect so other people love you back. I see a lot of men and women do this. I have to have a perfect body, perfect hair, Botox, new boobs, all these things. Now, that's not going to draw your soulmate. That you tell the story that everyone else's life is better than yours, that's a sure sign that you're not ready. That you think that love can overcome anything and everything in this world, that you just base that my life will be better if I have my soulmate, that is absolutely not true. That you can only be complete with your soulmate. You have to be complete with yourself first. And that everything, even once you meet your soulmate, will always be perfect. Not true. So if you're not holding on to those beliefs, there's probably a really good sign that you're ready. And you know what your purpose in life is, and you know that your soulmate is going to add to your cup, but that it's your job to fill your cup. So that's a big thing right there. Is the person, now this is for people who may be in a relationship right now or already married, how do you know if the person that you're with right now is your soulmate? Well, first of all, refer back to lesson one, where I said, you feel it in the depth of your soul. And if you don't feel it in the depth of your soul, here's some other ways. One of the things that I would say is that you are able to bounce back and you're able to get through things. You're still together. So one of the biggest things about being in a soulmate is that even though you've gone through some really heavy shit, you're happy and you're healthy and you got through it. And you went through all the chaos and the things that happened, because I think the first year or 2 years is always the most difficult time in a relationship. It's when we're getting to know each other the most. But it's really important sign that you've been through that and you still love that person. And you still, and love is not infatuation, so don't mistake that, but that you still feel deeply attuned and connected. Like, yes, you drive me crazy sometimes, but I love you more than anything. And I'm still sad if you're away from me and I still miss you and I still want to reach out to you. That's how you'll know. The other thing is, you still want the same things. So you're still aligned, because no matter what happened or how you wavered, at the end of the day, you still, yes, we want children, or yes, we want to, retire on a yacht, or yes, we align in the same way. The other thing to know about a marriage or relationship is that arguments do not last for months. You're able to move through them and both parties are able to see their side. So typically when we see in soulmate relationships is it's not one person always saying they're sorry. It's two people coming to the table and saying that they're sorry and really acknowledging and accepting where their part was or what their accountability was for what happened. And sometimes they won't have to take accountability. It'll be only one person, but the other person just typically empathizes with that person. Like, I know you're sorry, and I'm sorry that this happened. It isn't to say that you will go looking for fights. Like, I'm not talking about, oh, you're in a soulmate relationship if you're fighting. But even if you're angry, it still means that you care. If that makes sense. So you're still getting a little bit jealous. It still matters to you. If you're in a marriage and you're so unplugged and just like numb to everything and you don't care, I don't care that my husband went out and women were looking at him, we need to evaluate that. Or if your husband's saying, I don't care, it doesn't bother me, she can do whatever she wants, comes and goes, then we have to have a conversation about two people just living in the same house as roommates. But there's this, there's this push and pull, and like what you do bothers me, and I'm passionate about that because I love you. The other thing to know is if you are with your soulmate, is that you're still very honest with each other. You don't feel like you have to hide things, and that you still enjoy that person's company. Like, remember I talked about in lesson one, like you want to watch a movie with that person, and you do want to spend time with that person, and that you feel secure with each other. But also at the same time, you have balance, so you have a sense of independence. I think the biggest thing that I can tell you is that you will know. It's a, and if you question it, then I think that there could be some work on the relationship. I'm not saying because you're questioning if that is your soulmate or not, that that's not. But close your eyes and imagine your life without that person, and the thoughts and the feelings that come up will tell you right away if that is your soulmate or not. So let's talk about how to prepare for your soulmate if you're single. I got some really good tips for you. One is to pay attention to your dreams, because that's really important. Pay attention to your dreams, because spirit will send you signs and symbols in your dreams. Put a notepad beside your bed and write down the things that you see. And spirit speaks metaphorically in dreams, so you have to remember, not everything in the dream is black and white exactly the way that it's coming out. You're going to receive information through those dreams that are going to really give you some insight and some information that a soulmate is coming. Now, another way to prepare is to work on yourself. You heard me say a lot of those things that if you're ready, are you over the past loves? Have you forgiven them? Have you gone on a personal development journey? Are you able to love yourself and know where you want to be? Are you 100% cup filled? You can't fake the universe. I am sorry. I hear a lot of people saying, well, I'll just fake it until I make it. There's no faking it. You can't fake it. You cannot fake loving yourself. The universe hears every thought and feeling and emotion that you feel. You have to fall in love with you. You have to be able to look in the mirror. And I'm not saying love like, oh my gosh, I love my toes, if you don't. But generally, at the core of your being, love you. I love me. And I'm a good person. And I know that I deserve to have love and happiness. You know what your life's purpose is. You don't need someone to come in to financially support you. You don't need someone to come in to tell you who you're going to be when you grow up. You already know that. They're coming in to be who they are and to compliment you and to bring this sense of peace and joy in your life. But they're not there to fill the cup. You know your life purpose and you know exactly what it is that you need. The other thing to do to get ready for your soulmate is to have love all around you. Fresh flowers in your home, connecting with the colors of love and purples and pinks and whites and just bringing the vibration and the energy of love. You're inviting love in so many ways. I love a rose quartz under your bed. I'd love one under your pillow. I'd love one in your pocket. I'd love one at your front door. I would just love to see you clean your home, bring in the freshness and the newness of the vibration of love. Like when you emanate love and you're kind to other people and you're happy and you're thankful and you're adoring your life. You know, you don't feel resentful when you watch a romantic movie because, oh my God, I don't have that. Right? But instead you're like, yes, that's what's coming to me. And you're listening to happy music and you're just generally a happy person. You're telling the universe, I'm ready for love. And that's what I'm drawing to me. The other thing to know and to draw your soulmate to you is know what you want. Be ready to meet your soulmate. It really is about, I know the kind of relationship that I want. And so when I first start talking to someone, and I'm not talking about their blueprint, their height, their, you know, all of that kind of stuff, but I'm talking about, because I want you to be open to any kind of a soulmate connection that comes from soul to soul and not limiting and getting to know people. But what I'm saying is that you want someone that you share the core values with, that you want someone who maybe we have to have the same spiritual beliefs. And maybe it's important to me that we share certain things, know those things, and don't be afraid to talk about them or to put them out there. Your energy when you want to get ready to bring a soulmate in needs to also be really high. So you're saying yes to more things that you're saying no to. Listen, Prince Charming does not come up and ring doorbells. And we're in COVID times. So you're going to need to say yes to things and doing things and being open likely to online dating and to meeting people and not seeing it like a chore, like, oh my God, I hate online dating. I have to talk to 10 losers before I can get... It's an adventure. It's an adventure. Maybe it's fun. Make it fun. Make it interesting. Make it amazing. And put your trust into spirit, into higher power. Trust the law of attraction and truly allow yourself to let go. Because being ready for a soulmate is, and being prepared for one, is really just about putting it out there and not faking it. Just truly believing it and owning that space that you're in. I look forward to connecting with you in the next lesson where we're going to talk about soulmate solutions. How do you think, what do you do if you think your soulmate got away? Dum, 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 dum. Talk to you soon.